Good morning.
It's
my joy and honor to be with you this morning. Now, it's hard to believe it's been 20 years since we moved into this building. Now, we were upstairs first because the Baptist Church was still on this main floor. And there were about probably 100 in the Mandarin and maybe 40 in the English.
那时候大概100个人在国语堂, 40个在英文堂。
And to see where we've grown today is a testimony to God's faithfulness.
看到今天我们的成长, 这就是神的信实的一个见证。
Now earlier this year at our missions conference, we heard from the keynote speaker, Reverend Luke Wong, that our mission as Christians is to make disciples.
在早先,今年早先,宣教大会的时候,来这边的讲员,黄牧师,他讲到的一个中心主题,就是作为基督徒,我们的使命就是要去培养门徒。
Now let's make sure we all understand what a disciple is or who a disciple is.
那让我们先明白一下什么是门徒,谁是门徒。
Now, when I was young, you know, going to Sunday school, I thought a disciple referred to only the 12 apostles of Jesus.
我年轻的时候,那时候我去主日学,我所理解的门徒所指的就是耶稣呼召的12个使徒。
Now, this proved to be incorrect.
那这显然证明是不对的。
Then for a while, I thought that a disciple was the next level Christian, that you started off, you were a Christian first, and then a higher level, you're a disciple.
那后来呢,我觉得门徒可能是进阶版的 普通信徒, 因为你一开始先是一个信徒, 然后之后你进阶成为门徒。
Now this again proved to be incorrect.
再一次证明了这也不是对的。
Now finally I came to understand the definition of a true disciple.
那最后我明白了真门徒的意, 概念是什么?
A disciple is a follower of Jesus.
门徒就是耶稣的跟随者。
The moment you accept Jesus into your life, the moment you become a Christian, you become a disciple of Jesus Christ.
当你接受耶稣基督做你的救主，当你让他成为你生命的主的时候，你就已经成为门徒。
Now today, through Luke 14:25-35, we will look at the marks of a true disciple of Jesus.
今天在路加福音的14章25到35节当中，我们会来看一下真门徒的标记是什么。
Let me just commit our time in prayer.
让我们再一次把时间交给神，我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we ask that you will be with us this morning as we look into your holy scriptures.
天父啊, 今天早晨当我们来看你的, 宝贝的话语的时候, 求你与我们同在。
May the words speak into our hearts and strengthen our conviction.
愿你的话在我们心里面来讲话, 让我们更加的顺服你。
To live as disciples of your Son, Jesus Christ.
让我们来活出你儿子耶稣基督门徒的样式。
In his name we pray, amen.
我们奉主耶稣的名求, Amen.
Now, in verse 25, we notice that large crowds were following Jesus.
在14章25节,我们注意到有极多的人在跟随耶稣。
Now, we were talking about huge crowds, thousands of people.
我们讲到的是成千的人,很多人。
Now, at this time, Jesus was sort of a star. He was a wonder.
在这个时候耶稣就好像是一个明星,是一个奇迹。
Certainly, at least a curiosity.
那当然他也是众人好奇所指。
He was healing lepers.
他医治大麻风。
Casting out demons.
赶鬼。
Raising the dead.
让人死里复活。
He made the lame to walk.
他让瘸子行走。
He gave sight to the blind.
让瞎眼的看见。
He made the deaf to hear.
他让耳聋的可以听到。
And he was feeding thousands of people from a few loaves of bread and a few fish.
他就用几个饼,几条鱼就可以喂饱上千的人。
He was certainly famous and sought after for many reasons.
那当然,就因为这个缘故,很多人都跟随他,因着不同的原因。
And this made Jesus uncomfortable.
这就让他觉得不太舒服。
He was not looking for fame.
他所寻求的并不是声誉。
If Jesus were on earth today, he would not be making TikTok videos of himself.
如果耶稣在今天的话,他一定不会为自己去在TikTok上去制作一些视频。
Or posting his latest healings on Instagram or YouTube.
或者是把他最新的治病的教治病的视频贴在 YouTube 或者是 IG 上面。
Or checking on Facebook how many friends he has.
或者是不停地看脸书上面他有多少朋友。
Jesus was not looking for this type of superficial friends.
耶稣所寻求的并不是这种表面上的朋友。
And he was not looking for this type of superficial disciple.
他寻求的也不是这种表面上的门徒。
Now, Jesus knew in these large crowds, there were people who were following him for different reasons.
耶稣知道在这一大群人里面跟随他的必然有不同的理由在那里。
However, he wanted people to follow him for the right reasons.
然而他想要跟随他的人有着一个正确的理由。
Did the people really know who Jesus was? And what his true message and purpose was?
这些人真的知道耶稣是谁，他真实的目的和他的使命是什么吗？
Now, let's look at the scriptures of Luke 9:18-19.
我们来看一下路加福音第九章十八十九节。
Now, it happened that as he was praying alone, the disciples were with him, and he asked them, Who do the crowd say I am? And they answered, John the Baptist, but others, Elijah, and others, that one of the prophets of old has risen.
耶稣自己祷告的时候，门徒也同他在那里。耶稣问他们说，众人说我是谁？他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，还有人说是古时的一个先知又活了。
So definitely there was some confusion among the people.
很明显的，在人们当中是有一些迷惑的。
There were those following who wanted to be healed.
有些跟随他是为了被医治。
There were some hoping that Jesus would deliver them out from Roman rule.
有一些人是希望耶稣可以把他们从罗马人的统治当中搭救出来。
Similar to Moses, a deliverer from captivity.
那就好像是摩西，也是让人从被掳当中是一个搭救者。
Or similar to David, a conquering king.
或者说是像大卫王，是一个征服的王。
And there were the doubters.
那也有一些心存疑惑的。
Chief among them, the Pharisees and teachers of the law.
那他们当中最厉害的就是那些法利赛人和律法师。
And they were trying to, you know, discredit Jesus in any way.
他们想要用任何的一种方法可以让耶稣在众人面前失信。
So this is the crowd following Jesus.
所以就是这样一群人在跟随耶稣。
In verse 25 and 26, Jesus turns to the crowd.
在14章25、26节，耶稣转向众人。
The thousands of people and says,
他转到面对着上千人，他说
If anyone does not come to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and his children, his brothers and sisters, yet even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命。就不能做我的门徒。
Now you would not say this if you wanted to become popular.
如果你想要受众人的喜爱的话，你应该不会说这样的话。
But as we said, Jesus was not looking for popularity.
然而，我们就像刚才讲过的，耶稣他寻求的并不是被众人所喜欢。
Now hate is a very strong and perhaps even confusing word.Coming from Jesus, as he usually preaches about loving one another.
恨是一个很强烈的词汇，特别是从耶稣嘴里说出来，因为耶稣通常所宣扬的都是爱，都是恩慈。
When we examine the Greek word, it means something different than our understanding of the word hate.
然而，如果我们回到希腊的原文的话，我们就发现这个。字眼其实并不是我们所理解的那样的意思。
It means to prefer or love less.
它的意思是说少爱这样的意思。
To love everyone else in our lives, including ourselves, less than Jesus.
那就是说爱我们生命当中的每一个人，包括我们自己在内，都不如爱耶稣。
The first mark of a true disciple.
第一个真门徒的印记
loves Jesus above all others
那就是爱耶稣胜过一切
above your wife, husband, parents, and children.
胜过你的丈夫、妻子、儿女。
When we talk about wife and husband, we should also include future wife and husband.
我们讲到妻子、丈夫，也包括了未来的妻子、丈夫。
Meaning our choice of boyfriend or girlfriend for dating.
意思就是我们要恋爱的男女朋友。
Jesus should be loved or prioritized over all our relationships.
我们对耶稣的爱要胜过我们生命当中任何的关系当中所表达的。
Now there have been people who've been forced to choose between Jesus and family.
有的人是被强迫要在自己的家庭和耶稣当中来做一个选择。
It was certainly the case in New Testament time when a Jewish person converted to Christianity, he was immediately cast out from his family.
那新约当中明显有这样的例子，就是当犹太人选择要相信耶稣的时候，他们马上就会从自己的家族里面被驱逐。
And he risked persecution by the ruling Roman Empire.
那同样的也会被当时统治的罗马政府所逼迫。
Who saw Christians as a threat.
因为当时他们把基督徒作为一个威胁。
There are many missionaries today who have left family behind to serve far away.
今天有很多的宣教士，他们也离开家庭到远方去侍奉。
Others have made decisions to become full-time pastors, leaving perhaps behind a good-paying job.
还有一些他立志要成为一个牧者，就离开了他报酬丰厚的职位。
Knowing that this would mean less money and time spent with their families.
那他们也知道这样的话，他们就会有更少的钱和更少的时间来和家人分享。
Now, most of us are not faced with these decisions or situations.
我们当中大部分人都不面临这样的选择。
However, are you willing to make sacrifices in your personal relationships to follow Christ?
你愿意因着跟随耶稣，对你个人的关系上面做出一些牺牲吗？
Are you committed as a Christian if you're not already married to only dating another Christian?
如果你是单身的基督徒，你愿意只是去跟另外的基督徒来恋爱吗？
Are you willing to wait upon the Lord to provide the spouse he has prepared for you or to serve him wholeheartedly in your singleness?
你愿意等待耶稣基督为你所预备的那一个配偶，或者是愿意全心的在你单身的时候来侍奉吗？
Are you willing to put Jesus first, even over your family?
你愿意让耶稣在你的生命当中居首位，胜过你的家庭吗？
However, for the most of us, if you look at it from the perspective that if you put Jesus first in your life, you will become a better husband, wife, daughter, son, brother, or sister.
然而当我们把基督放在我们生命的首位的时候，实际上你会成为一个更好的妻子、更好的丈夫、更好的父亲、更好的母亲、更好的兄弟姐妹。
It would be the best choice for them as well.
对于他们来讲，这也是最好的选择。
This is because when you put Jesus first, you'll be strengthened by the Holy Spirit.
这是因为当你把耶稣放在你生命的首位的时候，你就会被圣灵所刚强。
Become more loving, more forgiving.More gracious and kinder.
你会更有爱，更有恩慈，更会宽恕。
In obedience to his teachings.
你也会更加的顺服耶稣的教导。
Also, when you love Jesus above all others, you will not be abandoning them.
同样，当你爱耶稣胜过其他所有人的时候，你并不是离弃其他人。
You will be entrusting your family and relationships in faith to God.
你会把你的家人、把你个人的关系都因着信心摆在神的手里。
If we look at verse 27, we read, "Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple."
我们再来看27节，凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
The second condition of being a disciple.We are called to bear your own cross.
第二个做门徒的一个条件就是要背自己的十字架。
Now, what does that mean?
什么意思呢？
Now, today the cross is often seen as a piece of jewelry that people wear.
今天所看到的十字架经常都是一个珠宝，然后大家可以戴。
Or it's looked as a symbol of comfort and peace.
或者是作为一个安慰和平的记号。
However, in the New Testament time, the cross was a symbol of pain and horrible suffering.
当然在旧约当中十字架，然后在新约的时候，十字架就是一个痛苦的记号。
Crucifixion was practiced by the Romans as a method of capital punishment.
钉十字架作为罗马政府来说是当作一个主要的刑罚。
It involved hanging someone on a wooden pole in the shape of a cross.
就是把一个人钉在一个十字形的木架上。
Many times the prisoner sentenced to die by the cross was forced to carry the cross along the road to the point of execution.
很多定了罪的犯人必须要自己背着十字架走到行刑的地方。
So what does Jesus mean when he says we must bear our own cross?
那当耶稣说我们要背自己的十字架，它是什么意思呢？
First, it means a public commitment.
首先就讲到的是一个公开的承认。
Crucifixion was done out in the open for all to see.
十字架的刑罚是一个公开的刑罚，众人都可以看到。
When you become a Christian, you must do so publicly.
当你成为基督徒的时候，你也同样的要公开的作为一个基督徒。
One of the purposes of baptism is so that a new Christian will have an opportunity to declare publicly in front of the congregation, family and friends that they have repented of sin and now believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
洗礼的一个目的之一就是让新基督徒可以在公众的面前，在会众，在家人的面前来承认他对罪的悔改和愿意跟随耶稣的信心。
And it does not stop at baptism.
然而受洗并不是结束。
It must continue on a daily basis that in word and deed that you declare that you are a disciple of Jesus.
他必须要在今后的每一天当中用自己的言行来宣告自己是耶稣的门徒。
Now I want to share with you an experience of mine when I was 18 years old.
我想要跟大家来分享一下我18岁的时候的一个经历。
Now, I was in my last year of high school.
那是我高中的最后一年。
And I was sitting in physics class next to a Christian classmate.
我在上物理课，然后我同桌也是一个基督徒。
As so happened, she was the daughter of a pastor.
那她是牧师的女儿。
And we were talking about church on Sunday.
我们就在讲到星期天在教会。
When the classmate in front of me turned around.
我前排的同学就转过身来。
And this boy was a Christian.
这个男孩也是基督徒。
And he started laughing.
他开始笑。
And he said, Henry, you're a Christian?
他说 Henry, 你是基督徒吗？
I never would have guessed.
我根本就猜不到的。
By how you act.
如果说看你的行为的话，我就一点都猜不到。
Now this was truly embarrassing.
这真的很让人尴尬。
To have this pointed out to me.
他这样子来指出。
But it was the absolute truth.
然而这却是真正的事实。
I have been attending church every Sunday since I was born.
从我一出生，每周我都去教会。
I could answer all the Sunday school questions.
主日学的所有问题我都可以回答。
But outside of Sunday, I was living the life of a hypocrite.
然而周日之外，我活得很虚伪。
Was not living the life of a true disciple.
我并没有像一个真门徒一样来生活。
And I knew this.
我知道的。
Many of my friends who had been attending church.Much less than I was already baptized.
很多一起和我参加教会的朋友们，甚至于他们比我在教会的时间还短，他们都已经受洗了。
But I knew in my heart, I had not committed as a disciple of Jesus Christ.
然而我心里面是知道，我并没有真正的承认耶稣基督是我的救主。
This encounter brought me to repentance.
而这样的意识让我来到悔改。
I acknowledge before God my sinfulness.
我在神面前，我承认我的罪。
Received His Son Jesus as my Savior and Lord.
我接受了耶稣基督，神的儿子作为我的救主。
Then in obedience entered into baptism.
然后我就顺服地受洗了。
To bear your own cross, it also means a painful commitment.
背负自己的十字架也代表着一个痛苦的承诺。
Dying on a cross was agonizingly painful.
十字架上受死是一件很痛苦的事情。
Nails pierced through your hands and feet.
钉子钉过手脚。
You were left to hang for hours.
你会被挂在十字架上很长时间。
The weight of your body held up by these piercings.
你的身体的重量就靠着那几个钉子所挂住。
To catch a breath, a person must pull themselves up just to get air.
要呼吸就必须要努力地往上顶来得到一些空气。
Eventually, exhaustion would set in.
而最后就力不能竭。
And one would die from being unable to breathe.
就会因为窒息而死。
Or the lungs would fill up and collapse and fill up with blood and fluid.
或者就会因为肺积水而丧失功能。
Jesus died a very painful death.
耶稣用这样一个非常痛苦的方式死去。
As a disciple, there will be times when it will be painful.
作为门徒也会有痛苦的时候。
There will be times when you'll be persecuted for Jesus' sake.
会有因着耶稣被迫害的时候。
In Jesus' time, there were people who were absolutely who paid the ultimate sacrifice.
在耶稣的时代，的确是有门徒为这个付出了终极的代价。
They were martyred.
他们殉难。
Some hung on a cross, just like Jesus.
有的人就像耶稣一样被钉了十字架。
Some stoned or beheaded.
有的被石头砸死或者是被砍头。
Even today, there are hundreds of thousands of people being persecuted for being a Christian.
哪怕是在今天，在世界上也有成百上千的人因着是基督徒而被谋杀。
For a Muslim to convert to Christianity in some countries, one is immediately ostracized from family and may even face the death penalty.
对于在一些国家的穆斯林，如果他们成为基督徒的话，那他们就是会被家庭所弃绝，甚至遭到社会的逼迫。
On average, there are 160,000 Christians being martyred every year for their faith.
在整个世界，每年都有16万的人会因为他是基督徒而被谋杀。
In our hearts, are we willing to die for Jesus?
在我们的心里面，我们愿意因为是，我们愿意为耶稣而死吗？
Thirdly, bearing your own cross means an absolute commitment.
第三，背负自己的十字架，那是一个完全的承诺。
Once you take up your cross and start carrying down the road, there is no turning back.
当你背上十字架朝前走的时候，就没有回头路。
It means saying goodbye to your old self-centered will.
那就意味着你对于你之前的自我为中心的意愿说不。
Your ambitions and goals that have revolved around yourself.
围绕着你自己的野心和目标都要放下。
To be replaced by commitment to follow the will of Jesus.
而完全的被跟随耶稣这样的委身所替代。
Public commitment, a painful commitment, an absolute commitment.
这是一个公开的，一个痛苦的，一个完全的委身。
In verse 28-32, Jesus continues on imploring those in the crowd to count the cost of discipleship.
在28-32节，耶稣继续地跟他的门徒讲说，要计算成为门徒的代价。
Here he gives two examples.
在这里他给了两个例子。
In verse 28-30, we read.
28-30节这样说。
For which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, All who see it begin to mock him, saying, "This man began to build and was not able to finish."
你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下算计花费，能盖成不能呢？恐怕安了地基，不能成功，看见的人都笑话他，说这人开了工，却不能完工。
Now, this picture you'll see, this building was started in 1959 on Bayview Avenue.
你看到的上面的这个照片啊，是啊，1959年的时候开工在湾景大道，就是 Bayview Avenue 那边开工的一个楼。
Never finished.
永远都没有完工。
The building sat on top of a hill.
这个楼是建在一个小山丘上。
And it was painted white, so it was very easy to see.
而且刷成了白色，很容易看到。
For 20 years, it sat there in its unfinished state.
它站在那里二十年都没有完工。
Obviously, a case of extreme poor planning.
很明显的，那就是非常不好的一个计划。
Now, on Sunday mornings, we would drive down Bayview going to church, and we would see that every Sunday.
每周日，我们开车顺着湾景大道往下开去教会的时候都能看到。
And I'm sure that many others have driven by, and in their minds have thought,
我想很多往那边开的人，他们的心里都想。
Such poor planning by these owners.
这个盖楼的主人真是计划非常差。
In fact, people started mocking them.
事实上，大家都开始取笑这个楼。
By calling this building was actually named the Bayview Ghost.
他们把它叫做湾景幽灵。
And some people call it the White Elephant.
有的人把它叫做白象。
Do not be like these builders in your Christian life.
在基督徒的生命当中，不要像这些建筑商。
Be prepared to finish well.
要预备好，善始善终。
Now the second example is of a king who is planning a battle.
第二个例子就是一个要出去征战的一个王。
Or what king going out to encounter another king in war will not sit down first and deliberate whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000?And if not, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace.
或是一个王出去和别的王打仗，岂不先坐下酌量，能用一万兵去敌那二万兵来攻打他的吗？
Now, Jesus,
若是不能，就趁敌人还远的时候，派使者去求和息的条款。
Now, Jesus again is making the point for you not to act.Without mature thought and consideration of the cost.
耶稣在这里想要讲的就是不要冲动的行动，要有一个成熟的思想。
Now there are many people who have seemingly made professions of faith.
很多人就是非常快的就委身了。
And may even have gotten baptized.
或者是都已经受洗了。
But in time have fallen away.
然而时间过去的时候，他们慢慢的就离开。
They no longer follow Christ.
他们不再跟随耶稣。
We have seen that, sadly, all too often in our own church.
在我们自己的教会，非常遗憾的是，经常可以看见这样的现象。
They do not count the cost of following Jesus.
他们并没有计算跟随耶稣的代价。
The third mark of a true disciple of Christ.
第三个真门徒的印记。
We are called to count the cost, accept the cost, and stay committed to Jesus.
让我们就是计算代价，接受这个代价，一直委身，跟随耶稣。
In verse 33, we read, "So therefore, any of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple."
三十三节这样说，这样，你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
Well, Jesus makes it clear that anyone who does not give up everything they have cannot be his disciple.
耶稣在这里说得非常清楚，就是人若是不能撇下自己所有的，那就不能做他的门徒。
This includes not only material possessions, but control over our lives.
这包含的不仅仅是生命当中这些物质的东西，而包括对于我们自己生命的掌控。
Here Jesus calls us to surrender all aspects of our lives to Him.
耶稣在这里呼召我们，让我们放下我们生命当中的一切的元素来跟随他。
The fourth mark of a true disciple.
第四个真门徒的印记。
Surrender all to Jesus.
那就是放下一切跟随耶稣。
And Jesus continues on in verse 34 and 35.
耶稣继续在34-35节当中。
Salt is good, but if salt has lost its taste, how should its saltiness be restored? It is of no use, either for the soil or the manure pile. It is thrown away.
盐本是好的，盐若失了味，可用什么再叫它再咸呢？或用在田里，或堆在粪里，都不合适，只好丢在外面。
Now, we all use salt.
我们都用盐。
You know, salt is used for seasoning.
盐可以用来调味。
Salt is used as a preservative.
盐也可以用来保鲜。
Or even as a disinfectant.
还可以用来消毒。
And in old times, it was used in ceremonial offerings.
在古时候还可以用来做一些祭祀的一些东西。
Or even a unit of payment.
甚至于都还可以用来付钱。
Therefore, salt is very valuable.And useful.
所以盐是非常有价值，很有用的。
In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus referred to his disciples as salt of the earth.
在登山宝训的时候，耶稣把他的门徒叫做是地上的盐。
Jesus was saying that his disciples would be very valuable and useful in his service.
耶稣说，在他的事工当中，他的门徒会非常的有价值，有用。
Now, in Jesus' time, salt was either brought in from the Dead Sea or from the desert in large chunks.
在耶稣的时代，盐通常都是从死海或者是从沙漠里面，是一个大的盐块。
Now, salt, if not stored properly, could become contaminated.
但这个盐块如果是储藏的不好的话，就可能会被污染。
Or water, once water gets into these blocks of salt, it could cause the salt to leach out from the deposits, thereby losing its saltiness.
或者是那个盐块要是被水清的话，那那个盐块慢慢的就没有味道了。
The warning is to remain pure and not be contaminated by the things of the world that will cause you to lose your Christianness.
这个警告就是说，我们要单纯，不要被这个世界所污染而失去了基督徒该有的性质。
In 1 Thessalonians 4:7, we read, "For God did not call us to be impure." But to live a holy life.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书四章七节里面说，神召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁。
In the same way as contaminated salt, a life contaminated with impurity will lose its usefulness.
同样的，就好像是被污染的盐，如果是一个被世界所污染了的生命，也是没有益处的。
Now, we have all seen reports about high-profile people in ministry being caught up in a scandal that results in them being removed from ministry.
我们经常有会看到一些报道，就是一些很有名望的一些在教会做侍奉的人，因着一些丑闻而离开了教会。
The call for a true disciple is to live as salt of the earth.
而对一个真门徒的呼召，就是要在地上做盐。
Now Jesus closes with an invitation in verse 35.
耶稣他在最后35节的时候给大家发出了一个邀请。
Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear.
有耳听的就应当听。
Now the people in the crowds had ears like you and me.
在众人当中的人都像你我一样有耳朵。
Jesus meant we need to have spiritual ears to understand his words and to follow them.
耶稣所指的是我们需要有属灵的耳朵，可以明白他的话并跟随他。
The cost of following Jesus is high.
跟随耶稣的代价是很高的。
However, I urge you to consider the cost of not following Jesus.
然而，我敦促你来考虑一下不跟随耶稣的代价。
Many unbelievers face the consequences of a sinful lifestyle.
很多不信耶稣的人，他们必须要面对的是他们有罪的生命所带来的后果。
The cost of neglecting and rejecting Jesus continues for eternity.
而这忽略耶稣、拒绝耶稣所带来的结果会持续到永生。
If the Bible is true, and that they are the words of the only true God, and Jesus is his one and only Son, you cannot ignore it.
如果圣经是真实的，如果神是真实的，他耶稣基督他就是真神的儿子。
You must act on it.
你不可以忽略他，你必须要行动。
There are only two possible outcomes in our lives based on the Bible.
照着圣经，我们的生命只会有两个结局。
Either eternal reward through accepting Jesus,
或者是因着接受耶稣得到永远的奖赏，
or eternal punishment from rejecting him,
或者是因为拒绝耶稣而得到永远的惩罚。
Now, it's fine to have clothes, a car, a house, a career, friends, hobbies, and interests.
那有好的房子、车子、工作、朋友，这一切都很好。
But the true disciples should not have these things as priority in their life.
然而真门徒不应该把这些事情作为他生命的重心。
The number one priority a disciple should have is to live for Jesus Christ.
一个真门徒他生命的重心就是为耶稣而活。
Are you ready to take up your cross and follow Jesus?
你预备好了背起你的十字架跟随耶稣吗？
Consider these questions.
考虑一下这些问题。
Are you willing to follow Jesus if it means losing your friends?
你愿意因着跟随耶稣而导致你失去朋友吗？
Are you willing to follow Jesus if it means alienation from your family?
你愿意因为跟随耶稣而成为你家里面的异类吗？
Are you willing to follow Jesus if it means losing your job?
你愿意跟随耶稣哪怕它意味着你会失业吗？
Or making less money?
或者是挣更少的钱。
Are you willing to follow Jesus if it means losing the comforts of life?
你愿意因为跟随耶稣，哪怕是会失掉生命当中的一些舒适吗？
Or life itself?
甚至于是生命本身。
In some places of the world, these consequences are a reality.
在世界的一些角落。这些结局都是真实的，是现实。
But notice the phrasing of the questions.
而你注意一下这个句法。
Are you willing?
你愿意吗？
Following Jesus doesn't necessarily mean all these things will happen to you.
跟随耶稣并不是说这些事情一定会在你身上发生。
But the disciple of Christ must be willing to suffer loss.
然而基督的门徒就必须要愿意承受这样的损失。
Are you willing to take up your cross?
你愿意背起你的十字架。
If faced with a choice, Jesus or your own desires, which will you choose?
选择耶稣胜过你自己的欲望。
I just want to close with a story I want to share with you.
我想要跟大家分享一个我的故事来分享一个故事来结束。
And I appreciate the song this morning.
我非常的欣赏今天的这些诗歌。
And as you were singing John 3:16,
当我们在唱约翰福音三章十六节的时候，
it brought to mind that we are here because God so loved the world.
这就让我知道，我们之所以在这里，是因为神极爱世人。
Now,As some of you know, you probably see me in the gym, I play pickleball, right?
如果你们认识我的话，你们可能会看到我在体育馆在玩那个什么球。
Now,
pickleball.
Yes, yes. Now, 2 years ago, I met somebody in the community playing pickleball.
那两年前我在社区中心有遇到这样一个人和我玩一样的球。
And his name is Joe.
他的名字是 Joe.
When I walked into this community center, he's the first person I met.
我去到社区中心的时候，他是我见到的第一个人。
At first, he didn't want to play with me because I wasn't very good.
一开始他不想跟我玩，因为我玩的不太好。
But over time, we became like, you know, pickleball friends.
但时间慢慢过去，我们就变成了球友。
This past March, Joe was diagnosed with cancer.
在过去的三月的时候 ，Joe 他就被诊断了是癌症。
And the doctor said he only has so much time to live.
医生说他没只有不长的时间生活了。
He started chemotherapy.
他就开始做化疗。
And then three months ago, I took him out for a walk.
三个月前我带他一起去散步。
And I share the gospel with him.
我跟他分享福音。
And he says, I have to warn you, Henry.
他说我要警告你啊 ，Henry。
I'm an atheist and a skeptic.
我是一个强烈的一个啊怀疑论者和无神论者。
I said, that's okay, Joe.
我说没问题啊 ，Joe。
We all start off as atheists at some point.
在某一个点的时候，我们都是无神论者。
So I spent 2 hours sharing the gospel from Genesis to Revelation.
我花了两个小时，浓缩的跟他分享了从创世纪到启示录。
And he said, you know, you can't expect me to just believe all at once.
他说啊，你没法指望我就在那么短的时间里什么都相信吧。
I said, no, that's fine.
我说没问题。
And I followed up. I texted him again and. No reply.
之后我就跟进了他，我给他发短信。
And over 5 weeks went by, no reply.
5周了都没有任何回音。
And then on the way to church one morning on Sunday 3 weeks ago.
三个星期前我去教会的路上。
I prayed. I said, God, if you brought Joe into my life for a reason, let me speak to him once more.
我就向神祷告，我说神啊，如果你把 Joe 带到我的生命当中是有你的目的的话，那么让我再有机会跟他再讲话。
When I got home on Sunday, there's a message on my phone.
周日我回家的时候，我手机上就有了一个信息。
He called me from the hospital.
他从医院打电话给我。
He re-entered the hospital with blood clots in his lungs.
他去医院是因为他的肺部里面有血块。
He said, "Sorry, I've not called you back, but if you want to talk, give me a call."
他说，对不起啊，我没有办法跟你讲话，但是你想要跟我讲话的话，你再打回来给我。
I arranged to meet him again.
我就安排了再见他。
I brought him a Bible.
我给他买了一本圣经。
And in that Bible, I hand wrote John 3:16.
在圣经的扉页，我就手写了《约翰福音》三章十六节。我就用一张纸写了《约翰福音》三章十六节。
And when I went to the hospital, I read John 3:16 to him.
在医院的时候，我给他读了《约翰福音》三章十六节。
This last Sunday, I went to meet him again.
上个星期天我又去见他。
And he's now in palliative care, no more treatment.
他现在已经在安慰治疗的那个部门。
He has only a matter of weeks at best.
那医生说他大概也就是几星期可以在世上。
Now at this time, his wife was there, and his nephew was there, and I was there.
我去的时候，他妻子也在，他的侄子也在。
And it didn't feel like the right time to get in a full gospel discussion. We were keeping things light and sort of very, very, you know, very light at this time.
那个时候看起来不是一个非常好的详细分享福音的时机，因为我们都希望就是让这个话题可以轻松一点。
And I wrestled with this during the week.
我就这样挣扎了一个星期。
And God was imploring me to go back.
神他告诉我说要回去。
I went back on Friday.
星期五我又回去。
And I said to him, Joe, last time when I read to you John 3:16, did you understand?
我跟他讲，我说 ，Joe， 上次我跟你读了约翰福音三章十六节，你明白吗
？He said, No, not really.
他说没有，我不太明白。
And I said, I'm going to explain to you, Joe, what it means.
Joe， 我现在给你解释这到底是什么意思。
And we went word for word, line for line.
我一个字，我逐字逐句的跟他解释。
I had on my phone Billy Graham's. How many people know Billy Graham? Okay, all right. On the internet, it says this is his best sermon.
我的手机上有葛培里，据说是那个叫什么？网络上说他是他最好的一篇讲道。
13 minutes of his best sermon, I played it for Joe.
13分钟的一个讲道，我就给他给 Joe 放了。
You must decide on who Jesus is. The most important thing in your life is the decision on who Jesus is.
你必须要决定耶稣是谁。你生命里面最重要的一个决定就是耶稣是谁。
After 2 hours with Joe,
跟 Joe 在一起两个小时的时间。
He says, "I believe in Jesus."
他说我相信耶稣基督。
Yes. To God be the glory.
愿神得到荣耀。
As I drove to the hospital on Friday, I said, "The Lord, I cannot convince Joe myself. I need the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can open his eyes."
周五我开车去见 Joe 的路上，我就跟神祷告说：“神啊，我没有办法来说服 Joe， 但是圣灵会来改变他。
”The Holy Spirit touched Joe that day.
圣灵在那一天，他触摸到了约翰 Joe。
For God so loved the world.
因为神极爱世人。
For God so loved you and me.
因为神爱你也爱我。
He loved us first.
他先爱我们。
He asked us to love him back.
他让我们以爱来回报。
Will you choose Jesus Christ?
你选择耶稣基督吗？
Are you willing to follow him for the rest of your life?
你愿意用你的余生跟随他吗？
I urge you to do so.
我希望你这样做。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that your Son Jesus surrendered all the comforts of heaven to give his life on earth.
天父啊，我们感谢你，你的儿子耶稣基督，他放下了天上的一切的荣耀，他来到地上为拯救我们。
So that we might have life eternal when we place our hope and trust in him.
当我们把我们的希望和我们的信心放在他里面的时候，我们就有了永恒的盼望。
We pray that you give us the strength to follow Jesus with all our hearts.
主啊，求你给我们力量来全心跟随耶稣。
To surrender all areas of our life to him.
愿意把我们生命当中的方方面面都完全的委身于他。
And to remain faithful as his disciples.
让我们作为他的门徒，我们保持忠诚。
To be useful in my kingdom.
可以在神的国度里面有用。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们是奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen.